From Singapore Airport, the latest from podnews.net. In Australia, the ABC's true crime podcast Trace has resulted in a 38-year-old murder case being reopened. The podcast included revelations about possible suspects and a forensics bundle. There are now 609,000 podcasts in the Apple Podcasts directory. Daniel J. Lewis posts that 158,000 of them have three or fewer episodes, and that 43% of all podcasts haven't released a new episode in 2018. Jack Resider posts how black hat marketers are ruining the Apple podcast charts. In case you missed it, the latest episode of his podcast Darknet Diaries focuses on the people who manipulate the charts. Separately, AV Club is the latest publication to highlight the manipulation of the charts, which we first reported in May. Registration is open for Podcast Day 2019 by Radio Days Europe. The event is in June in central London. And the link that we posted today in our newsletter goes to a super early bird ticket. PodNews is a media partner. The Google Podcasts app is preparing an episode search feature, allowing you to search within episodes, presumably search the show notes for guests and topics discussed. The feature was first seen in the source code in July. We'll link to lots of data about podcasts in Puerto Rico today. The most popular hosts for the podcast surveyed are Anchor, Libsyn, and iVoox. Apple Music is now available on Apple Echo smart speakers, on Amazon Echo smart speakers, I should say. And Koo is a social network for short-form podcasts profiled in TechCrunch. It's similar to what was once called Audioboo, the original incarnation of Anchor, and Soundmite. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.